T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
5, 4, 3, 2. Hour number 3, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. As we jump back into the phone calls with you guys, I just want to add this little text thread, Twitter thread.
Twitter thread?
From Jason Reed,
okay,
who is a senior NFL writer for The Undefeated for ESPN, writes a lot of NFL stuff. And this is what he wrote. Talked with a couple of head coaches and two position coaches about the national anthem policy. All expressed concern about large groups of players often remaining in the locker room. One coach envisioned potential problems in the locker room. All said the issue of policy would obviously be discussed early in training camp to establish need for team unity. All said it would have been better to make all players stand, as in the NBA. Coaches, tired of dealing with this, figured a better policy would have been approved. All expressed concerns about potential impact of external factors, such as tweet storms that could unite players to remain in the locker room or possibly defy policy on the field. None of the coaches think that the issue is going away anytime soon.
Yeah, I mean, with this decision, it's not going to go away. And now it's an issue once again. Now, I know the season doesn't start for several months, but we're all going to be reminded about what the policy is again. And there's going to be the people looking nonstop. Who's in there? Who's not in there? Why aren't they there? Write down that guy's name. Ask him about it in the post game. Was that, in fact, what he was doing? Was he going to take a knee, but he decided to stay in there? What do you think is more likely, Dale? Do you think a big number of players stay in the locker room, or a few decide to take a knee knowing that there's going to be a fine, but that's also the only way to really show your protest?
Well, it's funny because as I was reading that series of tweets, I was thinking about what if you have four guys standing out on the sideline? What if a team gets together and says, hey, listen, this is really important to these guys over here. We're a team. We're a bunch of guys. You know, we're in it together. We're all going to stay in the locker room.
It could be like the Steelers. You could have Alejandro Villanueva standing at the 50-yard line, and then the whole rest of his team in the locker room. Like, there's a lot of different things that could happen. You know, some of these coaches, I think, you know, depending on how much the players respect their coach, that may also factor in. Like, I'm pretty confident in saying Bill Belichick is going to have 53, or I guess, you know what, 45 are active. They're going to be standing there on the sideline for the Patriots. They're all going to be standing up, and they're all going to be on the field.
Well, you know, the other controversy is now? The whole idea, and the commissioner talked about this yesterday, at attention, respectful,
yeah,
focus.
What's a fist in the air?
Well, and
is that finable?
For instance, there was a thread out there that said, you know how the Patriots would have an arm on the shoulder pad of the guy next to him?
Yes.
That's not respectful to the national anthem, to some people.
To some people, that's the
you
thing.
Need to
There's
be standing there with attention. You need to be standing there with your hand over your heart. Whatever it is.
Who's making that decision? Troy Vincent?
That if you link arm in arm, then you are
what's
not
up with that?
You're not respectful to the national anthem.
Well, they should not have put it in those words. They should not have written be respectful, because to every single person that means something a little bit different. Again, you could make the argument that just, you know, quietly taking a knee is respectful, whereas somebody else might say that's the worst thing in the world you could do. Like, not everybody's going to agree on it. So if you want them to stand, you should say helmet under your left arm and your right
exactly.
hand on your heart.
Yeah.
Say that if that's what you really want them to do, because there's going to be plenty of guys doing something a little bit differently. Maybe it is the hand on the shoulder. Or maybe it is a fist in the air. And then now you're going to have to nitpick through all of those, and guys are going to get fined, and then they're going to argue the fine or just it's going to be a whole thing again this season.
What those coaches told the reporter from ESPN was that they wished that the NFL had just implemented the NBA's policy. Now, the NBA's policy was collectively bargained.
And
the players
ago.
Were involved in that. You know, it was part of the negotiation.
Right.
And the players agreed to it. So when Adam Silver says, well, we're all going to stand for the anthem. Well, yeah, of course we
That's
are.
What
it's,
we do.
It's right here. It's,
That's what we do.
It's in our CBA. In the NFL, it doesn't exist. Would the players collectively bargain that? I mean, it's all well and good for the coaches to say, or me to say, you just should have just said everybody has to be on the sideline and standing for the anthem. Then what do the players do?
Yeah, I mean, well, the players don't get anything that they want, essentially. The only thing that they've gotten, I feel like, recently would be there's like less practice time. But that ultimately hurts the product, but it's less practice time. It's less padded practices and camp time and everything else. But this would be another thing. Once they have to sit down and they negotiate this, they're probably going to lose. We talk about, I mean, the players' union is terrible. They're not
well, we talked about Goodell. Goodell saying, first of all, the vote was unanimous. We know of two owners who abstained.
And there was no vote.
And there was no vote. According to Seth Wickersham.
That's two lies in one sentence.
Well, he also said that this was a compromise between the owners and the Players Association. Then the Players Association.
Don't want this.
Well, the Players Association came out and said, wait a minute.
Yeah.
You told us in the fall there wasn't going to be any change, that the rule was going to be the same. We had nothing to do with this.
Well, how can you lie that many times in one sentence?
Roger Goodell just looks like a fool we sort of believe that around here anyway, right?
Right. Oh, yeah.
But virtually everything he said yesterday was, let's get the hell out of Atlanta. Let's move on. The owners want to get in their SUVs and get out on their private planes and move out of here.
But so right now, with this decision that they put in place, the president still isn't satisfied. And that's who they are most fearful of. And he's still not satisfied. Like, he's talking about, you know, if you can't stand during the anthem, you shouldn't even be in the country. Those are his words. We've already played that. So he's not happy. But now, by telling the players what to do when this rule was not in place, now they're not happy. So nobody likes this. And even the fans, they don't like this either, because you're either one of two sides. You either absolutely hate anybody that takes a knee. You hate that. And all they're doing is putting them in the locker room. So that's not good enough for you. Or you say, hey, if somebody wants to respectfully protest, they should be able to do that. Well, guess what? Now they're being told to do it in the locker room where nobody can see it. So that's not good for those people either. So this is the one solution that everybody is pissed at.
Jeremiah's in Deerfield. Hey, Jeremiah, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How are you?
Hey, so per usual, Roger Goodell and the NFL found a way to make a bad situation worse.
Yes.
Which surprises nobody. But, you know, talking about the comparisons with the NBA, they tell you exactly what you're going to do. You're going to stand, blah, blah, blah. But, I mean, we talked about it before that with the NBA, at least you have other ways to protest. You can, you can wear the shirts that say, you know, hashtag can't breathe and don't choke me and this and that. So they have other outlets while they're there, and the NFL doesn't. Do you guys think that would have been, is that possible? Could we throw that on the table? Maybe give them another outlet during warm-ups or practice or something like that? Or is that also completely out of the question, never going to happen?
Well, one of the things, and we talked about this with John Tomasi yesterday, and it's a legitimate point. He said in the NBA, there's a level of trust between the players and ownership. And there is like zero level of trust in the NFL.
And
I'm not saying that individual players don't trust. I mean, I think many of the players here on the Patriots trust and love Robert Kraft a lot.
He's probably in the minority.
He is in the minority, isn't he?
Yeah, I would say players-owners relationship overall. Again, you can't speak for every single situation, because you're like, look at the relationship between Brady and Kraft, some of the other Patriots and Kraft. But around the league, the relationship between players and owners is better in the NBA than it is in the NFL. And then you can take it another step further and say the relationship between the players and the commissioner is a lot better in the NBA than it is in the NFL. And again, we go back to D'Angelo Williams. What, he couldn't wear pink cleats to honor his mother?
His mother.
That kind of thing, the NFL is more of a machine and more of a, all our players do this. They do exactly what we tell them to do. These are all our rules, and they have to do this.
If you write someone's name on the eye black strip under your eye to honor someone,
can't do
the
it.
The NFL comes down on you for that.
Right.
Oh, no, you can't do that.
So they're way too strict in that. And so to the caller's point, they probably should ease up on that. For whatever reason, that is so important to them. Your cleats aren't the right color, or your socks aren't the right way. Like, it's way too crazy. I feel like the players are more kind of objects or property in football than in any other sport.
I mean, I said that there were two ways that they could have done this, which would have been better than virtually anything would have been better than what they did. They could have just adopted the NBA's way of doing things, and they'd have had a huge fight on their hands. Everybody's on the sideline. Everybody stands.
Yeah.
They could have adopted yours, which is don't do
just
anything.
Leave it. Just
this
leave
was,
it alone.
This was
Stop
going
responding
away.
To the president.
There is a third one.
What's that?
Don't come out until after the anthem.
Everybody in the locker room.
Everybody in the room until after the anthem. You allow the fans to have the national anthem in the stadium, and as soon as the anthem finishes, everybody traipses out onto the field.
Which they did
up until 2009.
Yeah, for a very long time, that's what they did. So, yeah, that I just think kind of having one foot on one side, one foot in the other, that's what they're doing right now. They're trying to please everybody, but instead everybody's annoyed. And so you're right. That would be, I guess, another option.
Steve's in Kingston. Hey, Steve.
Hey, thank you, guys. Dale.
Sure, yes, sir.
You're injecting politics into it, particularly Rich. You know, when you say Trump saying deport people, it's tongue-in-cheek.
No. I said that it was written by Bert Breer or Ian Rappaport, and I said that's not what he said.
Yeah, but Rich is like, he's injecting it. Listen, that's why ESPN became unwatchable. You're affecting the brand of EEI by injecting your politics. Rich,
what are my politics, like, Steve? What are my politics?
You're a liberal. I can tell you're a liberal.
Why am I a liberal? I'm not a liberal. I'm a registered independent.
Okay, you're.
By the way, so am I.
Yeah, so what's your point?
All right, but the point is...
I just heard what Trump said, and that's what I implied. He says players shouldn't be in the country. How did you read that?
I read it tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah, because he's always telling jokes about the NFL. He takes it very lightly.
It's not a joke.
Well, it's tongue-in-cheek. Tongue-in-cheek would imply sort of a joke, right?
40% of your listeners feel the same way.
That they shouldn't be in the country?
No, they should not. That's tongue-in-cheek. It's like
that's tongue-in-cheek, so isn't that a joke?
What's that? You're not saying it as a joke, Rich.
What's tongue-in-cheek, then? Explain to me what tongue-in-cheek means.
Tongue-in-cheek means when you say something that is most people think is a joke.
I thought you said it wasn't a joke.
It's not a joke.
You're doing a really bad job explaining this, though, Steve. Start over.
Well, let me explain it to you, all right? I'll tell you, this is what I mean.
Yeah.
When he said, if you don't like to stand for the American flag, the national anthem, they should probably leave the country. He wasn't talking about it. It's a very sensitive issue. He wasn't physically talking about having those people deported.
How do you know that?
He's just saying,
how do you know that? He said they shouldn't play. They shouldn't even be on the team.
Why do you slant it so much?
I'm not slanting it. I'm taking his exact words.
Here,
Steve, stay on the line. Let's listen to the cut.
Anywhere,
stay
on the line. Here's exactly what he said.
And see if you can do a better job.
The NFL has made a decision on something that means a lot to you and a lot of other Americans. The NFL has the owners have voted unanimously to approve a new national anthem rule that says if you're not going to stay in the locker room. If you go to the field, you have to stand. If you have a protest, your team's going to get fined. This is the first time you're hearing this. What's your reaction, Mr. President?
Well, I think that's good. I don't think people should be staying in locker rooms, but still, I think it's good. You have to stand proudly for the national anthem. Well, you shouldn't be playing. You shouldn't be there. Maybe you shouldn't be in the country. You have to stand proudly for the national anthem. And the NFL owners did the right thing if that's what they've done.
If that is the story, do you feel like you pushed this story forward and you pushed this to a conclusion?
I think the people pushed it forward. This was not me. I brought it out. I think the people pushed it forward. This country is very smart. We have very smart people. And, you know, that's something ideally could have been taken care of when it first started. It would have been a lot easier. But if they did that there, doing the right thing.
Was that a joke? Was he joking? Shockingly, Steve hung up. I'm not bringing politics into this at all. I think you're idiotic. If you disagree with something Trump said, it doesn't mean you're a liberal. And if you agree with something that he said, it doesn't mean you're all of a sudden a Republican. Trust me, I could give two craps about politics. So I'm not bringing I don't even know what my politics are. So I'm not bringing those to the table. But if he said they shouldn't be on a team and they shouldn't be in the country, where's the joke there? Where's the tongue in cheek? He's done this before. When he called all the players sons of bitches, was that a joke too?
He hasn't joked about this at all.
I guess I have a bad sarcasm reader or sense of humor. I don't understand what the joke is.
You have to stand proudly for the national anthem.
Okay. Well,
you shouldn't be playing. You shouldn't be there. Maybe you shouldn't be in the country. You have to stand proudly for the national anthem.
Yeah, so if you protest,
there was no joke there.
I don't see the tongue in cheek, which apparently isn't a joke, but it is a joke. I don't get any
Maybe
of that.
He's saying he's turning a phrase or whatever, like, you know, the whole love it or leave it thing, but it didn't come out that way.
But then I read that as if you're going to protest during the national anthem, and by the way, a protest of a silent knee it's not like these guys are burning flags. If these burning flags, then you have like almost you have another conversation on your hands. But these guys are taking knees, and he's saying they shouldn't be employed by the NFL and they should leave the United States. That's what he's saying. I don't care if you're the biggest Republican in the world and you campaigned for Trump. You can still disagree with that.
You have to stand proudly for the national anthem. Well, you shouldn't be playing. You shouldn't be there. Maybe you shouldn't be in the country. Yep.
Everyone laugh at a funny joke.
Yeah, I mean, it is such a divisive topic, which is why the NFL and especially Roger Goodell let themselves get sucked back into this thing. This is not an issue for the NBA. It's not an issue for Major League Baseball or for the NHL. And it was becoming less and less and less of an issue for the NFL. I mean, we had stopped talking about it. America had stopped talking about it. And now it's right back to the forefront again. And this is all because of Roger Goodell. And I'm telling you, all Goodell. Because as we find out from Seth Wickersham, well, we didn't actually vote. You know, we had an idea how they would vote.
We did like an unofficial polling of the room. Nobody objected to this great idea, so we're gonna roll with it, and there shouldn't be any problems. Everything's fine. Everybody's happy. Everybody loves it.
And by the way, the two who reportedly abstained, York of the 49ers and Davis of the Oakland Raiders, my guess is they didn't feel politically they could vote against it. So they did the best they could do, which is, look, I can't vote for this.
Well, yeah, they didn't want to.
But I'm going to abstain.
See, they were in an interesting spot because they didn't want to go against the fellow owners. But you look at their teams, they had to deal with that more than other owners. 49ers especially. But even the Raiders, yep. I mean, Marshawn Lynch at least. And again, that's the other crazy thing about it is how many players do you know for sure took a knee throughout the year last year? It's hard, like, you don't know, like, because it was less and less of an issue. But those two teams, we know, have dealt with it. So they don't want to go back to their players and say, yes, we agreed 100% with this. Like, we feel great about it. So they're just like, we're going to stay out of it. But then yet somehow Goodell is able to spin that into it was approved unanimously.
Roger, it didn't seem to be approved unanimously.
Sure.
Dana's in New Hampshire. Hey, Dana.
Hi. One of the things I find most annoying is the people trying to make it a First Amendment issue. It's not, the First Amendment doesn't apply to your job. The NFL, like every other business out there, is under no legal obligation to provide a platform or venue for its employees.
I've heard this argument, Dana, and I'm not arguing with you. I'm asking, where does it say that it doesn't apply to your job?
I think there's a lot of case law to back it up. I mean, I'm not an attorney, but it's my understanding. I'm not an NFL player, and I can't do what I want on my job, so why is it any different for the NFL? And the other thing I wanted to point out is that those of us that are fans, I mean, you take your average NFL fan who makes a fraction, if they're lucky, of what these players make. We have to put up with all the dictates of our employers on our job, so then we take our hard-earned money, and we either buy a ticket or we're buying merchandise, and we have to be subjected to these players' opinions when all we want is sports entertainment. So, I mean, if these butthurt millionaire players don't like the terms of their employment, fine, quit. Go sell insurance or something. I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, because you couldn't watch the game after they took a knee, right? Like, it really affected you. You couldn't enjoy the football game.
I'm not a millionaire. I have to be pick and choose what I do with my money.
Right, so if a guy takes a knee before kickoff, once the game starts, you're like, that really bugged me. I wish he didn't do that.
No, it's just that I'm sick of this liberal culture telling me I'm a bad person because I don't, you know, the NFL leans left. Let's be clear about that. I mean, look at Robert Kraft flying the David Hogg up from Florida. I mean, why am I going to support that? If they're spitting,
he's also like best friends with Trump.
What's that?
He's also best buds with Trump.
He gave $1 million to the Trump inauguration.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, and then you have the thing where they couldn't wear the cleats to honor the fallen.
You sound unhappy, Dana.
You sort of pick and choose the things that you want to believe in or not, Dana.
It's cumulative, and it mostly leans to the left. So that's my opinion. You may disagree with me.
NFL leans to the left. So when it's like the fourth quarter of a 3-point game, you're like, I wish this was more Republican. Is that what you're thinking?
I mean, no. I really like the sport of football.
Then there you go.
Sport, but good. I'm just sick and tired of having all the politics thrown in my face. And I'm a consumer, so I'm going to shy away from it. That's all.
All right, so listen, you're out on football.
Listen,
He's out on football.
I absolutely have already, you know, given up on the fact. I thought the people who threatened to stop watching the game, it was hyperbole.
Yeah.
You know, and I was wrong.
Yeah.
Television ratings were down by a pretty fair chunk. Now the question is, will they be down again this year? Television ratings are down in all the sports, by the way.
So I wonder, for somebody like Dana, will it bother him? So obviously it really bothered him that a player was taking a knee before the game. Like, how could you even watch after that? But if they are doing it in the locker room, you can't see it, but guess what? That's what they're doing in there. That's what they're doing in there. Is that going to bother you, or because you didn't see it, you're going to be okay?
Look, they could be taking a dump in there. The minute they're not out on the field for the anthem.
During the anthem, Dale? Very disrespectful.
You are then going to believe that that's what they're doing.
Correct.
As soon as you said, some guy needs an adjustment to his tape job or something.
Right.
Oh, no. Hey, I noticed you weren't out there. What was going on?
Exactly. So then now you're going to be so mad watching that game, being like, I can't believe they didn't have all the guys on the sideline. That would drive anybody nuts.
Dean's in Cumberland. Hey, Dean.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Hey, Keith, I love you, but I think you're wrong. You know what? I was a diehard fan, but all this, like the last call, it turns me off a little bit. I used to love Sundays all day, watch football.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you now, I just watch the Patriots, and that's it. And you know what? I'm a peripheral, and I'm a former military.
Yep.
And I don't understand why Goodell gave them an option. Just stay in the... Go back to 2009. Stay in. Why is this back out in the media? I think he's stupid for bringing it back out in the media.
I agree. I think
he's pushing this further. For 2 days now.
Seemed like people were over it, and now it's right back on the front page. I'm with you. And don't get me wrong. If you hate it, you hate it. That's fine. Everybody has the right to their own opinion on this. But I just think Goodell is so afraid of losing money, and he sees the influence. Obviously, it's the president of the United States saying this, but he's so fearful.
Oh, NFL owners are scared to death.
Scared to death.
They think, and probably correctly so, that the issue brought up by the president, and which became kind of a groundswell out there,
yeah,
hurt them in the pocketbook. It cost them money. TV ratings were down. Advertising dollars were down. And they think it's all because of that. Look, don't think for a minute that this move by the commissioner yesterday was because out of some sense of patriotism.
Oh,
this
no,
is strictly,
God, no.
We got to protect what we got here.
Right.
That's all this was about on the part of the NFL. And someone said on the text line, oh, Dale, the reason you stopped talking about it is because the football season was over. We weren't talking about it at the end of the season.
No, I can't remember when that was even brought up. We're doing 20, 25 hours a week on the air, and that was never an issue at a certain point. It was a huge issue for a couple of weeks. Then it certainly died down here in New England, but then I think even nationally, it became less and less of a story. Because I remember even some of the games thereafter where teams were playing, and you knew they had guys that might do it, and you said they wouldn't even show the anthem anymore, and then you get into the game broadcast, they don't bring it up. So then you have no way of knowing. Like, you would need a beat writer to be taking a picture during the anthem, which I feel like is also not very respectful, Dale. It's not respectful. Put the phone down.
That's what's coming, though.
So those people should be thrown out of the country. If you think about it, if people are actually not paying attention and looking at the flag and having their hand over their heart, and they're actually looking at the sideline and doing work and trying to figure out who's not there, I don't feel safe around those people.
Walter's up in Maine. Hey, Walter, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
Doing great.
What's up?
First off, the way the kneeling affects me is it bothers me a little bit that they're disrespectful. I think it's disrespectful. However, what bothers me more about it is that the media is talking about it like crazy. I think that what Goodell did is on par with what Trump did a while ago about kick him off the field. I mean, but it's not going to stop me from watching. It's just annoying at the beginning of the game, and then that's it. It's over. I'm watching football.
Especially when it's like three guys.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not like it's, I don't know. People are fired up about it. They are, and I guess some people are really not watching because of it, but it's not many. And, like, I know the Patriots don't do it, but even their opponent, how many times was it even a story during the season where you're like, oh, my God, the Dolphins had – actually, you know what? The Dolphins were a team. I think the Dolphins had like three or four guys. Like, okay.
And then it would give you a count of how many are
right.
Teams and whatever. But that, what I wanted to say is to you, Rich, that about this Trump thing and get out of the country, first of all, I think you're hand-picking the words, but that's fine. I have an example that maybe will work. If you're at work and you're bitching about your job, and your employer says, look, if you don't like it here, you can leave. That doesn't mean he's going to fire you. That just means that you have an option. Stay in work or leave. Follow the rules. And I think what Trump was saying is, look, if you don't want to stand and respect the flag, then you can.
Now, yeah, but he was saying they shouldn't even be employed. And then he took it another step and then said they shouldn't even be in the country. So I guess I read it differently than you.
I don't know. I just think that I didn't hear you. Did you ask me a question?
No. I just said I read that differently because he took it another step further. And I also think it's tough to compare the president of the United States talking about what's going on in the NFL and your boss saying something like, my way or the highway. Like, it's a little bit different.
Look, and I'll also say this. Apparently, based on what the Fox and Friends reporter said, they taped this last night. It ran this morning on Fox and Friends, but they taped it last night. And apparently, the reporter was telling the president what had happened. He didn't even know. So, you know, you're kind of catching him with something that he hasn't even heard of at that point. Got a few other things on his plate. You know, maybe his words weren't exactly chosen the way you would if you were writing out a statement about something.
You have to stand proudly for the national anthem. Well, you shouldn't be playing. You shouldn't be there. Maybe you shouldn't be in the country. You have.
So my guess is, you know, you're hitting him with this out of the blue. He apparently hadn't even heard this. And so, you know, he just sort of spoke off the cuff. And I don't believe what he was saying was that you should start deporting players. But he did use the words that he used.
Yeah, I just took him for what he said.
And you wonder, I was going to say, you know, don't you often wish that you could not say, go back and unsay something? But I'm not sure that he ever does that.
He definitely doesn't. He'll dig in on it.
Yeah, he doesn't seem to regret very often.
I really mean this.
617-779-7937, Sports Radio, WEEI.
I think it's just typical of the NFL. You know, they're just playing to their fan base, and they're just, basically trying to use the anthem as fake patriotism, nationalism, scaring people. It's idiotic, but that's how the NFL has handled their business. And I'm proud to be in a league that understands patriotism in America is about free speech and about peacefully protesting.
Steve Kerr, coach of the Golden State Warriors, made those comments today at the shoot-around. You've got a couple of coaches. Kerr, obviously. Greg Popovich is another, who have been pretty forthright in their comments about social causes and protests. And we go back to that whole level of trust thing. There's just a greater level of trust between NBA players, coaches, management, ownership, the league. The NFL has none. I mean, none.
No. No, not at all. And, you know, Steve Kerr's been very vocal, and that's the kind of thing that happens a lot more in the NBA. Those guys will be asked these questions, and for those that feel strongly about it, they are given the time to discuss it, and then that immediately makes the rounds. Think about that. This wasn't pregame. This wasn't postgame. This was at a shoot-around, and this is already making the rounds everywhere. So players and coaches in other sports feel like they have more of an opportunity to voice their opinion than certainly the NFL does.
According to Pro Football Talk, the new owner of the Carolina Panthers, a guy by the name of David Tepper, he flew straight from the Atlanta meetings in which his purchase of the team was approved, flew home, and immediately met with some of his players. He discussed the league's new anthem policy with a few of the team captains and key leaders on the team. A source described the meeting as including good dialogue and discussion about the issues. The Panthers had not been known for doing any of this stuff when Jerry Richardson owned the team. But evidently, David Tepper, the new owner of the team, decided he wanted to make sure that he started communicating with his team immediately.
There you go. And so maybe, you know, he'll be one of those owners that does have a better relationship with his players. You know, that doesn't seem like it's the majority of owners right now in the league, but maybe that'll start to change a little bit.
The New York Jets ownership yesterday basically said, we'll never fine a player. If they do it, and, you know, we'll pay the fine, basically. Because the way it's set up under the thing that apparently wasn't voted on, was that if a player protests on the sideline, the team gets fined, and then the team was supposed to decide what they do with that individual player. Well, the Jets, the Jets owner says, we're not doing anything to him.
Yeah, because can you imagine that? I mean, if all of a sudden the team gets fined, and who knows whatever it is, let's say, you know, $15,000.
I have no idea. I hadn't seen anything that said how much it's going
to
be.
But whatever it is, and then the team says to the player, like, yeah, that's coming out of your paycheck. Like, that would be a huge issue after that.
Let's go to Josh on the cell phone. Hey, Josh.
Hey, how's it going?
What's going on?
Hey, I'm a longtime listener, first-time caller.
Thank you.
Nice.
And I wanted to say, I know Steve was kind of difficult to understand, but instead of looking at President Trump's statements as tongue-in-cheek, I think maybe I could offer a different angle to view it as.
Okay.
I don't think he was saying that we should deport them or that they need to get out of the country. It's that if you don't feel that sense of patriotism, why are you here in the first place? You know, why are you playing football? Why are you doing the sport to entertain the masses of America if you don't feel that?
Can I give you the counter argument here, Josh?
Absolutely.
The players have said all along, this has nothing to do with respect for the flag or respect for the military or respect for police officers or first responders. This has everything to do with what they perceive to be a lack of social equality. That's what this is all about for the players. They're saying, we're not saying anything bad about the country or patriotism or the military. That's got nothing to do with this.
Right. I'm just saying it's a different way of looking at what he actually said. I totally agree with you and understand what the players have said, and I believe them entirely. I think maybe he doesn't, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, there's a chance. Yeah, sure, there's a chance of that. I just think we've heard what he has said before, you know, when he had the rally, what was that, October, November, where he was saying, you know, get these guys off the field and all this stuff. So he's really doubled down because he had said before they should be suspended or fired. Like that's what he wanted owners to do to these players if they did that. And it's once again him taking that and not just Trump, but a lot of others saying, oh, this is straight up a slap in the face to the troops and to the country, like you said, Dale. And like they can't get past that. They don't have a further conversation.
Have been adamant. This has nothing to do with disrespect for the military or first responders police.
How about Sterling Brown? Well,
the possible exception, by the way, maybe in Colin Kaepernick with the idiotic pig socks that he wore at practice that day with a police uniform on a pig's face. I mean, it couldn't have been
to take a knee. Things might be a little bit better, too. I think people still would have been caught up in it, and they would have immediately pointed to what they think that it means, but it probably would have been better than it's certainly been.
Nick's on the cell phone. Hey, Nick.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Good. Doing great.
I just wanted to say that Trump is quite right. When the national anthem is playing, you have to stand and salute. Very many people have lost their lives for this country, and this country has given an opportunity to a lot of people to make a good living.
So get them out of the country then, probably, right?
I think that's what Trump was implying. You know,
and you said that was right. So you're thinking if a player takes a knee, or let's say, how about, like, you've been to a game where someone's talking or, like, wearing their hat or is on their cell phone, maybe, like, round them up and maybe put them in, like, a place and then, like, ship them to, like, another country? Would that be maybe a good start?
That's not what he said. You know,
what did you say? So what do you think they should do?
They, you know, people should respect the flag. You know, we are watching a game and we see the players. They, cameras are on the players. You know, I agree with you that the people should stand in the stands, hold their hands, and pay respect to the flag.
What do you think should happen to the players if they do take a knee?
This is up to the owners and the league to levy the whatever they think is fit. But the conversation is that these people, they have a forum. These are the people that young kids look up to. These are the kids.
Yeah, these guys, they're choosing to protest. which is allowed in the United States of America. They're choosing to do that. You don't agree with it, so they should just not do it, is basically what you're saying.
No, I'm not saying that. No. There's a place, a time, and a manner.
Oh, okay. So they just didn't do it in the right way. I got it.
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah. That's a good call. You want to do more of these? We're doing more of these?
Brian's on the cell phone. Hey, Brian.
You guys are way off base. Listen, I listen to you all day, okay? Keith, you know, you're a definite left-wing wacko.
Big time.
And first of
Big
all,
time, for sure.
First of all, if they want to protest,
yeah.
There was a, and like that last gentleman said, there's a time. It doesn't have to be this venue. Let me ask you something. You work for WEEI. You have rules and regulations that you have to abide by. Is that correct?
A ton, yeah.
When you're on the air?
Yeah, yeah.
When you're on the air, you have to conduct yourself in a certain way. Is that correct?
I don't know. Have you listened to all the shows?
I listen to every show. I listen to this station all day.
Yeah, okay. So let's compare our show to the NFL. That's a good start.
Listen, we'll just, you know, listen, you have rules you have to abide by. So these guys.
Yeah, you got to wear pants.
These guys have to obey the rules. These are the rules.
Yeah.
So
it wasn't the rule, though, Brian. Brian, it wasn't the rule, but okay.
It's the wrong venue to make a protest against. Let me ask you.
When should they do it? When should they do it?
In the military?
When should they do it, Brian?
In the military?
Was I in the military?
No,
I was not.
You never fought for our country. How about the endless veterans that have no legs, no arms? That fought for you to be on the air.
Oh, Brian, guess what? We've also talked to a lot of members of the military who are okay with protesting because that's what makes America. So I'm sorry they didn't protest on your time and they didn't do it the way that you wanted to do it, but that's not going to happen. Sorry. And it wasn't a rule. They didn't break any rules last year.
Let me ask you something. What's next? What's going to be next?
I bet most of the players are going to burn flags on the 50-yard line. That's probably the next step. Don't you think?
Watch. It's wrong.
I hope if one of them brings like a lighter or some matches or some gasoline, that's what I assume is next.
Brian,
that's going to be a terrible
scene. Let me turn it
around. You have to delay the game, Brian.
Let me turn it around on it. What do you think is next?
I don't know. It's going to be something worse.
Human sacrifice? I hope it's not human sacrifice. I would stop watching football if a player murdered another human being right before the game during the anthem. I would stop. I'm telling you right now, I would stop watching football.
But listen, these guys are multi-millionaires.
Are they?
At the time, they can have a venue. If they have a social...
So they shouldn't be worried about social issues because they make money? Is that your point?
Well, listen.
I'm listening to you the whole time.
All right. Let me talk then.
Okay, great. You've done a great job so far.
They can have a venue where they can get a gathering of people, just like these town hall meetings. They want to bring their social issue up in their cause.
How do you know they're not doing that?
Have a discussion. Oh, I've never seen it. Have you?
Yes.
Yes, they. First of all, Brian, yes, they do.
Yes,
but
they
that's
do.
The whole point is because less people see it when they do that. Everyone's watching football. So that's why they're doing it. These protests behind closed doors, that's not even a protest. They're doing it there because you're watching. You know about it. And you're saying they're not doing the town hall things. Yes, they are doing those.
Yeah, it's the wrong place to do it. It's our flag.
Oh, right.
We're blessed to be here.
Yep.
It's wrong. You guys are wrong.
You're wrong. Brian, you're wrong. You're wrong. Brian, you couldn't be more wrong.
Brian,
you're the wrongest.
Brian, it is also their flag.
Yeah, Brian, you're wrong.
It's their flag. It's our flag. It's
correct.
Your flag. It's
my
everybody's
flag, your flag. It's Brian's flag.
Yes, it is. And it's also the flag of those who choose to protest.
No, Brian likes America. No, loves America more than you could ever love anything, Dale. Thank you for that call, Brian. You're a true hero and a patriot. Did you not like Brian's call? That Brian's call was great. We're going to replay it for everybody next. If you're just getting in your car now, you missed Brian's call. It was amazing. He is the all-American hero.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.